Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. As I always say, I hope it really is food for you, that it can be more than just a quick snack. It can feel like that some days, but listen to the heart of God. Listen to God's heart. This is a human voice, but it's God's heart who is speaking through the Gospels, through the readings, to us. And God wants to grow closer and closer to each one of you if you're willing to take the time. And you say, oh, I don't have any time. Well, you remember I've said to you, take 15 minutes. Maybe that's all you have, but do it quietly. Tell God you love him. Seek his love. And if you can, read the scriptures for the day. Let God speak to your heart. He's very good at that. He really can bring us to know him better and better and to desire to welcome him more and more in our lives, become united with him. That's what God wants. He doesn't want you to just know that he's God. He wants you to know that he is everything. He is everything. And he wants to bring you to himself. Even on this earth, he wants to draw you closer to himself. Remember that. Even if you have a crazy, crazy, difficult day, just say to the Lord, Lord, just come and draw me closer to you. That's all in a certain day that you have. Just say, God, draw me closer to you. And after time, if you're really listening and really seeking him, he will reveal himself to you in some way because he loves you. So let's take a look now at the readings for the Monday of the 30th week in ordinary time. And the first reading is taken from Paul to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 12 to 17. Brothers and sisters, we are not debtors to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Brothers and sisters, just stop right there. If you live according to the flesh, if you just live according to what you want to do, when you want to do it, how you want to do it, etc., etc., you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. That doesn't mean you shouldn't do your daily work, but offer it to God. Offer it to God. Some people offer to God in the beginning of the day and at the end of the day thank him for it. Some people pray wherever they are, if they possibly can, every couple of hours. They just are asking God to be very near them, that they might offer their lives, your lives, my life, for him. So draw near. He hears you. Every single word, he hears you. And then we see in this letter to the Romans, for those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption through which we cry, Abba, Father. Abba. That's close. That's not just saying, this is my father. In our language, we would say, this is daddy or dad. But it would be a very affectionate term. And he says, we're called because we have the Holy Spirit within us. We're called to cry out, Abba. Hello. Father, welcome. And the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and of children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if only we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. If you're having a difficult day or you are very concerned about something that's going to happen later today, just give it to the Lord, because we can suffer with him. And that brings so much to God and to you. So we want to suffer with him so that we might be glorified with him. But pray, ask Lord, help me, because I can't do this on my own strength. But please come to me, walk with me, help me. You keep doing that for a while and you'll see what happens. Psalm 68 tells us, our God is the God of salvation. God arises, his enemies are scattered. Those who hate him flee before him. But the just rejoice and exalt before God. They are glad and rejoice. The father of orphans, the defender of widows, is God in his holy dwelling. God gives a home to the forsaken. He leads forth prisoners to prosperity. Blessed day by day by the Lord who bears our burdens. God is our salvation. God is a saving God for us. The Lord, my Lord, controls the passageways of death. I've said this to you before, but I had a wonderful father growing up. And he worked very, very hard, 12 hours a day or more than that a day, just to put food on our table. He never complained. He took out a moment or two always at work and run over the house and ask me or ask my brother if we're all right. He was so good to us. And if an earthly father means that much to me because it leads me closer to Christ, how much more does God want to bring you closer to him? Ask him to help you. And be still. Don't just run around. Stop, even for a minute. Just stop and say, Lord, help me today. Help me to love you. And may I receive your love. Then we read here the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, verses 10 to 17. Jesus was teaching in the synagogue on the Sabbath, and a woman was there who for 18 years had been crippled by a spirit. That means something evil. They did not have the modern-day medicine, but they knew something was wrong. She was bent over, completely incapable of standing erect. And when Jesus saw her, he called to her, and he said, Woman, you are set free of your infirmity. He laid his hands on her, and she at once stood up straight and glorified God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant that Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, said to the crowd in reply, There are 6 days when work should be done, on those days to be cured. Come on those days to be cured, not on the Sabbath day. In other words, you shouldn't heal anybody on Sundays. And the Lord said to him in reply, You're a hypocrite. Does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his ass from the manger and lead it out for watering? This daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 years now, ought she not to have been set free on the Sabbath day from this bondage? When he said this, all his adversaries were humiliated, and the whole crowd rejoiced at all the splendid deeds done by him. Sometimes it's hard for us to understand what's most important here. But yes, there is the law. There are the commandments. And we need to obey those commandments. But they don't stop us from doing good things for another. Somebody is in need. Reach out. And you say, well, I'm so busy, I can't. Maybe you could take 15 minutes a week. Maybe you could start with one person. Pick them up something for them at the grocery store. There are all kinds of little things you can do. I just want to encourage you, please, no matter how difficult your schedule, if you can take just 15 minutes a week and do something for someone who has no one to care for them, please, brothers and sisters, God will see that, and he will bring his reward to you on the day that you meet him. And that's truth. God doesn't miss a thing. He knows exactly what's going on in our lives. Brothers and sisters, He loves you. He loves you. He loves you more than I can even begin to say. He loves you. And He wants the very best for you. You know, some days when I'm walking down the street and people are going by quite quickly, sometimes I just say, Lord, bless that person. Lord, lift the burden on that person. Lord, help heal that person. Lord, let that person who seems to be so lost find you. I just pray those prayers as I walk down the street, and it's amazing to me. I've seen a few of them later on, big smiles on their faces, and I don't know if my prayer had anything to do with it, but it touched me because God hears every word you pray. You say, ah, God hears every word you speak and every word you pray. God can do that. Think of it about yourself. Or do you not think about the Lord except when you go to Mass on Sunday? Brothers and sisters, God loves you. God loves you. And we want to be loved by Him. I want to share with you in the last couple of minutes here a portion of something that Venerable Mother Mary Magdalene of Jesus had written. She was a Passionist nun from Spain and a spiritual writer, and she said, "Now I am going to tell you how I experience God, His divine presence, and the effects it produces in me. I experience God at all times and in all places, when I am working, when I am eating, and even when I am in bed, but not always in the same manner nor with the same intensity. Thus, when I am alone in my cell and not distracted by physical occupations, I feel drawn by an infinite sweetness and power. My soul enjoys a complete and serene peacefulness, like a sky without any clouds. At other times, it seems as if God is carrying me in His arms, and He hugs me as a mother does her child. And then I say to Him, 'No, I don't say anything. I feel, my God, why are you so good? And why do you love this unworthy creature so much?' And I hear Him say to me, although rather than hear, I understand, I do the same to all. My desires are to unite myself with souls." Just think of that, just that portion that was written by Venerable Mother Mary Magdalene of Jesus in the Eucharist. She was a religious sister who died in 1960. And these are her words. Think about that. God loves you. God hears every word you say, every word, the good and the bad. He hears it all. Choose to talk to God, and God will hear you and bring you to Himself. God bless you today. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.